Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is in with our news hound this morning. Were you wired watching this game last night? Was it hard to sleep?
Oh, incredible. We actually stayed up to the end. Wow. Sometimes we can't quite make it to the end. This time, no question.
What an unbelievable
It was
game.
Fantastic.
And the mood this morning everywhere, right?
It's Everyone's just, happy. Yeah. Everyone's smiling.
Well, so here's someone that's smiling. Iron, your news hound. He looks like he's smiling.
So we have to talk about this news hound because he... Okay, that picture of him smiling, for those who haven't seen it, it's the biggest smile you've ever seen on a person or a dog. And that picture was taken before the Bills win because that is how this dog always looks. I went into planning the news hound yesterday with a different dog in mind. When I met this dog as I was giving a tour yesterday, I thought, okay, this has to be the news hound. It was meant to be because the original news hound was adopted yesterday. This dog, Iron, 2 years old. We've had Iron quite some time in a foster home. It was part of a, I don't want to say a cruelty case, but part of a situation. Because of that, because he came from a family that was able to give us information on his history, excellent history with children, excellent history with other dogs, I was able to see this firsthand yesterday. Ooh. This dog was in our playground as I was giving the tour, and there was a small two-year-old boy on the tour with me. He was able to gently give Iron a biscuit. Now, Iron was just having the time of his life, jumping in the baby pool, playing under the hose that our volunteer was spraying. It was beautiful yesterday. Little two-year-old boy held up a biscuit. Iron was so thrilled to see a little child, ran over, gently took the biscuit, decided he was more interested in people than food. And, you know, we see that with animals. There are different levels of food motivation. And it seems that Iron is just more interested in the companionship than the food.
That's an awesome quality.
Incredible trait. Very gentle. Knew when to become very gentle. Knew when to settle down when he saw the little boy with me. I couldn't resist. I said, this dog... is just incredible. A perfect like news hound for today.
And he's like chocolate brown,
yes.
Isn't he?
Yes, that chocolatey, very shiny coat. Maybe
velvety.
Because he loves the baby pool and he's constantly jumping in it and playing under the hose.
Just sounds like a great, great dog and a plug-in. I mean, great with other dogs, great with kids. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, that's the history we were given. Oh. So, and we haven't seen anything to the contrary. We don't have a history with cats, so that might be a learning curve. But if you don't have cats, but you have other dogs in the neighborhood, children in the home or children who are visiting, this is definitely the dog you want to come look at. 2 years old, perfect news hound for today.
And he's in the kennel. He's not in foster care. He is in
That's
the kennel.
Right. He's with us now. Yep. Available for adoption. His name is Iron.
Iron. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you adopt him, he could be your companion next weekend for Paws in the Park.
I can't believe it's already next week, our 31st year, first time ever at Knox Farm State Park. We've been out there a few times. It is just going to be a gorgeous walk. I hope our beautiful sunny streak lasts until next
Saturday. It might, because right now they don't see any sign of rain coming in or any change in this pattern for the foreseeable future.
And we are due for a really nice year. It's going to be so different. People who were used to coming out to Beaver Island, the vendors were spread out. Now they're taking over the stables. So we have different vendors in the stables. We're going to have food trucks there. We're going to have a beautiful walk that's about the same length, about a mile and a half to 2 miles. But we also have designated shortcuts along the way for people or dogs who don't want to walk quite that distance.
Perfect.
And people always come with strollers as well. They have the dogs in strollers.
Oh, I love seeing that.
It's so cute. I've seen really heavy-duty, beautiful strollers for these dogs.
I see them at, like, farmers markets and stuff.
Yes.
You know?
It's incredible. And the dogs are having the time of their lives.
For sure.
What a life.
I can't agree more. I was at the Eclipse event at Knox Farm, which is basically the same layout. They use the stables for vendors and things like that. They had food trucks. It's a great venue.
It's a beautiful venue for people who've never been.
Yeah, and it's being used this weekend for Borderland, which is another awesome event too. So,
and they've promised it's going to be cleaned up and in beautiful shape for us next weekend.
I'm sure it will be. All right, so if people want to walk and they haven't registered or pledge support for someone else, how do they do that?
That's right. Still time to register. You could register yourself or a team. It's a lot of fun. If you want to donate to a walker, like me, for instance, you could go to yoursbca.org. It's going to be the first slide you see on our homepage. Just click that. You're going to get all the information.
All right. Hope you raise a lot of money.
Yes, I know thank you so much.
So needed at the SPCA, and this is a big part of your fundraising, your budget every year.
Yeah, one of our largest fundraisers.
All right. Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Be sure to check out Iron's Picture at yoursbca.org. Go to the Adopted Animals, and
right.
You can find Iron right there, too.
Big smile.
Yeah. Yep. And he's on our Twitter feed as well, or X feed.